There's a turf war going on. Chiropractors and physical therapists disagree with physicians over which profession should be able to do a particular test known as needle electromyography, or EMG for short. Russ Leonard is executive director of the Wisconsin Chiropractic Association.
The medical profession feels that they own all of healthcare, and that simply is not true. Today, we can't have, with the high cost of healthcare, we need competition in healthcare.
Needle EMG is used to look for disorders like Lou Gehrig's disease and neuropathies related to diabetes. Specially trained chiropractors want to retain the ability to do the procedure, as do physical therapists. No matter who does the EMG, an actual diagnosis would still have to come from a physician. The Wisconsin Medical Society's government relations specialist, Jeremy Levin, says this could lead to multiple tests on the same patient.
Why would you have them repeat the test? Why would you have a patient go through a painful test more than once? The diagnosis is made in real time, monitoring what they're seeing on the screen of the machine.
Chiropractors who want to do the procedure have 400 hours of training. Only a dozen of more than 1,600 chiropractors in Wisconsin have taken the required evaluation, and no physical therapists in the state currently do the procedure. A Senate committee, which heard testimony on the EMG bill, still has to vote. A previous bill outlining who can do the EMG test stalled. Shermaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.